So, Josh, how many times are you leading this week?
I think only two.
Only two. Ah, you slacker.
I could still count on one hand the amount of partials that haven't lain since Chukas followed. So,
wow.
I'm doing pretty well. See what happens when the snow starts to come in, which apparently they're predicting for sometime next week.
Oh, yeah. So what time are you landing on Shabbos?
The first minion is 7:45. The second one's 8:40.
You want to land at 9:15?
If you need someone, I can. I mean, you're supposed to do it, and you want...
It would make my life better if you could.
No problem. Which minion?
That's the main one.
Okay, I can do that.
All right.
9:15 is Brachos or is Nishmas?
Rabbi Shmuel.
Oh, okay, then I can be there.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We start with an idea from Tosyoa Solomon, Mashkecha Lakers, and Rafur Shlema. So he points out that the Gemara says that Esther was Soif Kol Anisim. Esther was the last nace that Klal Yisrael experienced. The Gemara says, I can say such a thing. Hanukkah was after Purim. So the Gemara says, it was the last nation, Nitan Likosik. The last nace that earned itself any kind of record in the Kisei HaKadosh. And the nace of Hanukkah was relegated to the Tarash Baal Peh. Nace of Hanukkah is recorded only in the Gemara and Shabbos. And as a result, the Rambam describes it because he takes responsibility for Tarash Baal Peh. So but that Lashon Le'nitin Likosev means it was given over to the Torah Baal Peh to watch over. But the Shaul Solomon explains that this idea of being neatly kosev, of being given over to the Torah Baal Peh, speaks a much deeper idea. And that is that to understand the nace of Hanukkah, so that depends on the interpretation of Chazal. It depends on the way that it's given over from generation to generation. He points out that of all the other Nisim that Klal Yisrael had, or all the other Yom Tovim, the only one that historically has received different kinds of interpretation is the Nes of Hanukkah. The Nisim of Torah Shebachsav, so either one accepted the record of Torah Shebachsav and didn't accept it. But when it comes to the Nes of Hanukkah, so those who are less anchored in the reserve of Klal Yisrael will emphasize the military victory, will emphasize the Makkabim. And the Makkabim became a symbol of military prudence. Right? In other words, that's the way that the nace of Hanukkah is given over in many different circles. Chazal wanted us to understand what was the nace of Hanukkah. And that's where when Chazal say, my Hanukkah, so they don't describe the historical events that led them. They don't even describe the military victory. They describe that we were in a situation where we couldn't practice, couldn't observe Torah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu did an ace for us, and we were overcome. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu did an ace of the Pach Hashem. So the specifically the nace of Hanukkah is a nace that could be pulled in different directions as to what its meaningfulness is to Klal Yisrael. So Le'nitin Likosev, it didn't receive an independent record. It was a Torah Baal Peh, so that the Chachmi Yisrael and that Klal Yisrael would watch over it. But so Solomon is a beautiful insight. He says when you look at the Parsha of Hazinu, and there the Torah describes the importance of being aware of Jewish history. Zachor Yemo Salom, Binu Shnos Dor Dor. That means you have to understand the events
They lost them.
Yeah.
Call our Yamaro, see if he's there.
There he is.
Coming back.
Welcome back.
Okay, we'll see what happened. So the, I also don't know where we are right now. Let's see. There we go. Okay. This is where the next pasuk is. Since the understanding the facts of history has to be that way, has a value in and of itself. But in addition to the facts of history, how we interpret history, that's so. For example, when it comes to Nes of Hanukkah, how do we interpret the Nes of Hanukkah? So the Bach says, "Tov Reish Ayin." Then why did Kadosh Baruch Hu bring about these difficulties to Klal Yisrael? So the Bach says, because Klal Yisrael had a rifyon, because we were not practicing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs with excitement, with passion. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to bring us to a point where we would come to appreciate and pine for the mitzvah, we had to lose the mitzvahs, and then we would have an appreciation of them. So the Bach says, and that's why the Nes of Hanukkah became specifically focused on losing the menorah, wanting to light the menorah, searching around for the Pach Shemen, and then that search for the Pach Shemen was rewarded by Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us a nes. In fact, I forget which sefer I saw it, but one could even suggest that we know that Pnei Yeshua points out as many Achronim since then that we didn't really need the nes of the Pach Shemen. That there could have been no pidin, we could have lived with all that was tarei, but because Klal Yisrael pined to do the mitzvah behidurei, because Klal Yisrael bodku v'leimotzu elapashem, because they davka went out of their way to try to do it behidurei, so Kadosh Baruch Hu did us a nes in that regard. But that's an example of the nes of Hanukkah. It could be drawn and it could be seen as a military victory, could be seen as a religious victory, is Shalom Yichav Yegencha. How to see it? That is something that Chazal and the Messer of Klal Yisrael. So that's Pshat in the Nes of Hanukkah. Le'nitin li'kasev was given over to Rosh Baal Peh. And then historically, we see that the Nes of Hanukkah is the most of all the different events in Nisim of Klal Yisrael, of all the different historical events, the one that gets interpreted in various ways, talking about the Nes of Hanukkah. It's a very interesting idea in the Sfasemis. Sfasemis is quite a lot on the Nes of Hanukkah. So he suggests, how do we explain the phrase that Lashkicham Teirasecha? How do you make people forget Torah? How do you make one? It's one thing if like the communists, where they actively went against destroying Batei Midrash, making it prohibited to study. But they're talking about this is one generation. This is a matter of 10, 20 years. So how do you go about Lashkicham Teresecha? He suggests that Sasema says that at the very end of this week's parasha, when it says, "V'loy zochar sar hamashkim es Yosef, v'yishkacheyu," it's redundant. "V'loy zochar sar hamashkim es Yosef." Okay, what's "v'yishkacheyu"? And he forgot him. So he says the pshat in the pasuk, or at least an interpretation, would be he didn't remember what Yosef did for him. When he says "v'loy zochar es Yosef," he was a person who gave him tremendous encouragement, gave him tremendous chizuk, took an interest in him. His nevuah came true. So Lezacharis Yosef means not only didn't forget about Yosef, but the entire Yosef episode, who Yosef was, meant nothing to him. So that's Vishkacheyu. Then he forgot about him. When there's something that is not precious to you, not significant to you, When it's a mundane item, so that mishke, yeah, forget about it. He says that's tashkichum tarasecha. The effort of the Greeks was to vacate Torah on its unique aspect, to try to train us to think that Torah is like every other field of interest. To elevate, you know, the Greeks did elevate their own thinking. They did pursue beauty, and they did pursue manner of science. So in the Greek world, the pursuit of wisdom was of great importance. So in the Greek world, the uniqueness of Torah could easily be limited or diminished. So Svasema says that what the Greeks tried to do is they tried to drill into us. There are different fields and different sciences, different areas of study. We have our area of study and you have your area of study. That's lashkichum tarasecha. The way that one can successfully cause a people to ignore Torah, forget, or give up the study of Torah is by diminishing its preciousness. He suggests that that's what he thinks is the, and he says, when you think about it, so there was the Greeks were successful in having us translate Torah into Greek. In halacha, the Greek alphabet, sometimes the Mishnayos that it picks up the significance or can pick up the significance, a discussion about it. So he says, by this effort to make Torah accessible to the Greeks, that they also have an interest in the Greeks, in Torah. So again, historically that was genuine. But the impact of that is that it's another area of study. And just like we're excited about, we're also excited in the areas of study of Torah. So that begins to flatten the curve when it comes to the value and the unique position that Torah has in our thinking. So that's he thinks that's pshat in lashkichum teresecha, and then lavir mi al chukei mitzaynecha. That first it was by trying to get us to the point where we don't see Torah and we forget. We try to have the Jews forget the unique contribution that the Torah made to us. And the Greeks were very much poised for that, because the Greeks did pursue study and the elevation of human conduct. So we're going to finish with one other idea, particularly close to hearts, because it's also a word from the Sfas Emes. And it relates to the pasuk that we have in the that we would have in the parechas if we wouldn't have the Hanukkah parechas there, or the regular parechas. My parents often told that in their shul, when they dedicated the shul, so they brought in a guest speaker, and the guest speaker had in mind to darshan a certain pasuk. And he assumed that that pasuk was going to be on the parechas, because apparently at that time there were only a few psukim that appeared on the parechas. So he prepared the pasuk, and apparently he says, and as it says, he turns around, looks at the parechas, it's a different pasuk, it's not the right pasuk. So he always remembered that he said, well, this is the pasuk it should be up there. So if there wouldn't be a menorah up there, we would have the pasuk that we comes to us, I think, from the Breuer Shul, Ashrei me, what's the pasuk? Lishkod al dal soisai. Right? That is, Lishkod al dal soisai, the pshat probably is that studies columns. Because in Tanakh, Adalus is often referred to as the columns of a sefer. I heard that once from Rav Carmel. We assume Lishkod al dosaisai means to be knocking at the doors of a Beis HaMedrash. He thought that the pshat is Lishkod al dosaisai means to be serious about the columns of the Torah. But I guess the pshat is Ashrei Odom Shemei Ali, Happy is the person who listens to me. Liskod al dan seisai. Who, again, aren't we an interpreter? Who is diligent on my doors. And the Chazal Darshan, al dan seis, the person, Misha ba, Erev Bavaiker, Hashkem Erev Bavaiker, Labote Kinesis. That's why we have it. So that's why Rabbi Breuer had it in the Heights and his Aron, and that's why we have it in our Parash as well. So Sema says that comes Hanukkah and we are Lishkod al Dal Sai Sai. How do we do that? Because the original din was that they would light the menorah in the middle of the Dallas, in the middle of the doorframe. And the Gemara says the ideal is to have to emphasize both parts of the Dallas. So they'd have the mezuzah on one side and have the menorah on the other side. So when David Amela said, Ashrei me, Ashrei Odom Shemeya li, Lishkod al Dal Sai Sai, so he said, Chazal had a certain idea, David Amela had a certain idea in mind. And then when Chazal told us to have the menorah in the Dallas with the mezuzah, they built on that idea. He said, what idea do they have in mind? So where do we have Shemeya that's connected to a Dallas?
I have it ivory.
Evan Ivory wants to say, so his ear gets pierced on the Dallas, and the Medrash says, because Oizen Shaloi Shama Bar Sinai, right? So that's a beautiful word. Ashri Odom Shei Meyali, Lishkoin Al Dal Sai Sai, that is, stays connected to my Dallas, the Dallas and the Evan Ivory. The Evan Ivory has a choice. He can be Shei Meya, and then he's a free person. And then he's an Evan the Baruch Shalom. Right, or he can give up his independence. He can forget Oizen Shishama Bar Sinai, and then he gets drilled to the Dallas. So Ashrei Omeshe Meyali and is independent and doesn't get drilled to the Dallas. But Lishkoin Al Dal Sai Sai, he is frequents the Bati Midrash and Bati Kinesius. So now he says that's what David Melech had in mind. Now he says that's when Chazal established that the Ner Chanukah should be Al Dal Sai Sai, and they also emphasize the two parts of the Dallas. They have the same thing in mind. That if a person can exercise their independence of the culture around them. Now, next, if they're Shemeya, if their ears are open, hearing what the Baruch has to tell them, then they can be independent of the culture around them. So he says that's what the Chazal had in mind when they said, come into the at Hanukkah, because Baruch Hu gave us a time when we are open, when our hearts are more open. So they created mitzvahs in the doorframe to remind us of what the doorframe represents in our thinking. The doorframe represents that if a person is Shemeya, to Oizen Shishama Bar Sinai, that's a person who's a freer person. Person who is more open to seeing the Nisim of the Baruch Hu is doing. And then he'll find his place in between the menorah and the Ner Chanukah. It'll make him more independent when he brings into his house, and it gives him more independent when he brings out of his house. And so those are three ideas that wanted to share about the days of Hanukkah. The first is that Ramatha Shel Solomon, that's Leinitli Kosev, because Hanukkah represents the Sha'ala Micha Miyagecha Zekeinecha Miyamulach, how events have to be interpreted in a certain way, and we have to protect those events and protect the way that they're interpreted. And Hanukkah is a lightning rod for that. And then the second idea we discussed is this Fasem Vislashkicham Tervisecha. That Lashkicham is a result of minimizing the preciousness and the uniqueness. It causes us to forget the uniqueness of Torah. Once it happens, then it's Vilayzochem Ras Yosef Vayishkechayu. And the third idea is.
That was pretty good. We got almost all the way to the end.
The social hall was great on Tuesday night, so maybe can add something there.
All right, I guess that's it. Shabbos and Freil and Chanukah, everyone.
Freil and Chanukah, Shabbos.
Shabbos. Conservative.